The open session of the Board of Directors of the University of Texas, Texas A&M Investment Management Company is now reconvened. The date is June 27, 2019. The time is now 11:35. During the executive session, the Board deliberated individual personal compensation matters, including the CEO and Chief Investment Officer, and consulted with legal counsel, but no action was taken or decisions made. No vote was called for or had by the Board in the executive session. There are three resolutions in this section that we'll need to approve, but first, Director Rothrock, please provide the report from the Compensation Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Compensation Committee met on June 20th, 2019, with all members of the committee present. Members of the Compensation Committee include Robert Gaunt, Ray Nixon, and myself. Cliff Thomas also participated in that meeting. The committee approved the following action items. One, the minutes of the December 6, 2018 meeting. Two, the base salaries for UTEMCO officers and UTEMCO compensation plan participants, excluding the CEO, for the 2019-2020 fiscal year of $11,453,000. Three, Brent Harris's qualitative performance standards for the performance period ending June 30th, 2020. And four, the amendments to Table 1 of the plan, effective for periods beginning June 30th, 2019. The committee met in executive session to review the above action items other than the minutes. In the executive session, the committee also reviewed a summary related to employee succession and strategic planning. The committee also approved a base salary for the CEO for the 2019-2020 fiscal year of $828,000 and submits this recommendation to this board for approval. There are three resolutions in tab 11 that the board needs to act on. Mr. Chairman, other than the action of those resolutions, this completes the report from the Compensation Committee.
Thank you, Director Rothrock. All right, we will now consider the first resolution in tab 11 related to committee recommendation regarding the base salary for the CEO for the fiscal year 2019-2020 in the amount of $828,000.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution is approved. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Thanks, Brett.
Yeah. The second resolution relates to the CEO's qualitative performance standards for the UTEMCO compensation program for the performance period ending June 30th, 2020. These goals have been approved by the Compensation Committee and are being recommended for board approval. May I have a motion to approve the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution is approved. And last, but not least, third resolution relates to the amendment of Table 1 of the UTEMCO compensation program effective July 1st, 2019. Is there any further discussion on the table? May I have a motion to approve?
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution is approved. Thank you. All right, the final agenda item is a discussion related to UTEMCO's budget for the next fiscal year. Budget must also be approved by the Board of Regents. Britt and Rich, would you please present this item?
Absolutely, and Ken, if you could forward the slides to the budget page. So the budget we're proposing is a budget that's consistent with the five-year strategic plan that Rich just outlined. Go ahead to the budget.
It's not in this file.
All right, I don't know why. Everybody should have a copy of it.
Yeah. All right. Tab 12.
Tab 12.
Yeah.
All right, so, here's the bottom line. For the UTEMCO services budget is, the request is to move it from $43.7 million to $49.9 million. That's an increase of $6 million, or 13.9%. As you already heard, that the basis points on that are 10.7, so we're still, at the low end of overall compensation. The driver of the increase is up above. You see total employee related compensation, which goes from $32 million to $37 million, or $5.3 million increase. 16.2, that comes primarily from the new hires and the promotions. It also includes the deferrals that are rolling in for Rich and myself. As we, Rich has been here for a little over a year. I've been here for almost 2 years. So those are just now hitting. You all approved a conversion of the deferral period from 3 to 2 years, and so that compression is a part of it. The overall employee related expenses is going up 16.2%, primarily because of the new hires. The remainder of the budget, the non-employee related expenses, are going up 7%. by $779,000. So that those combined for the $6 million increase that we're requesting. So that is the UTEMCO services budget. Are there any questions about that? Hearing none, I'll go to the direct costs of funds. And you know, we like to combine these, but Jeff won't let us. But here's where you see the Herculean work that our operations master trust team did. So the costs here are actually going down from $11 million to $7 million, or by $4.4 million. So it's a 38% reduction there. And as you see above, as Jeff alluded to, you know, our custodian costs, which were budgeted for this year at $8.9 million, our budget next year at $4.8 million. So basically cut them in half.
It seems so.
The benefit of good negotiator and lots of competition. Any questions on this section?
Well, it's just astounding. I mean, you saved half.
Yeah.
How long had the who was the previous custodian?
It was Noah, and what was happening because the emerging markets, their dollars kept going higher. And last year, it was just we saw the number that we were doing, and we actually didn't spend that this year. We even before we went out, we said we started working on them. So now I think that was going to be about six, and then we went even further down to 4.1, and we're not quite done with them yet.
I like good. That attitude.
Yeah,
I like this. So look, I mean, if we. You know, well, any comments about the budget? I mean, I will just tell you, maybe I'm the hardest one of them all here, but maybe not. I don't. But you know, a 14% increase year on year, just you know, I have a visceral reaction to that. But I understand what's going on in terms of employee ads, retention. You know, we got to work hard on efficiency. As long as we're keeping our G&A load relative to our AUM, I'm okay with it. But
that's happening. And as Rich pointed out, even if assets move, you know that will not change.
Yeah, yeah.
From my seat, I agree with everything you're saying, Jeff. But this bottom half of this chart is a great example of having good people in the right place.
Yeah, no.
Right, so we're investing up top and
right
in the right people, and we're realizing savings below because of it.
And we should at least have the discussion about, as we present a budget year on year, should these direct costs be incorporated in a formalized budget? Because it's the cost of doing business.
Mm-hmm.
And so we should have a further discussion about that. But and just to make sure I'm clear on this, the fees that we pay our GPs are
not in there.
Outside. That's all wrapped up in kind of net fund performance.
Right. You just get a smaller check.
The money never comes here, right?
It stays out.
Yeah.
But if you incorporate, these are the costs to run this business on a year-on-year basis.
Right.
So
from the internal.
We call this raising the bridge and lowering the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in summary, I say, Joan, due to your hard work and your ability to negotiate down, it's a 3% increase. And we're getting the things done that we need to do from a retention standpoint, from getting people in the right, right seats on the right bus, as Jim Collins said. With the right backup. So anyway.
Okay. This is from somebody else. That's from Rich's presentation. But the next page on yours says factors driving incremental increase. I don't know this there. Anyway, it's everything that I just said.
Didn't we already talked about it?
So that's all. So looking at our capital budget for as a reminder, the expenses occur only in 1 year. And so our capital budget request is to go from $263,000 to $536,000. And the increase is primarily for some of the open offices. And up at the top, we have five servers that need to be replaced.
Okay.
And then final page is just, you know, bringing it all together. And this is where you see that the basis point cost is 10.7 for the whole for the UTEMCO management fee basis, and you see how it's allocated across the different funds.
And just to make sure that the 49, yeah, that is okay. That is the service piece of it, and so just because, well, for me to have the appropriate logic to make the case to the people that it's important to make this case to on increases, on the peer comparisons that you did, Rich, of various funds, and does that include their direct costs or is it just the service cost?
I hope it includes direct costs.
I will need to get back, unless Joe knows that answer, because that would have come out of the operating officers group. I will need to get back to you.
Yeah, my guess is it's just the
I'm guessing it does not include that. Yes.
But I need clarity on that so I can be your advocate to go sell the steel. Okay? So just I need some data. Okay? All right.
All right, so that really concludes it. So I'll just sort of bring it back to where we started. You know, our recommendation is to increase the services budget to $49,868,696. And to increase the direct cost budget, actually to decrease the direct cost budget, but to move it to 7,101,269 for a total for the two of $56,969,965, and an aggregate increase of 3%.
Okay, any further discussion? All right. Okay, if not, we'll move to approve the resolution to approve the UTEMCO budget for the 2019-2020 fiscal year. May I have a motion to approve the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution is approved. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Nice. Okay, we're not adjourned yet. Real quick, interns, now's your time.
All right.
You got to stand up, tell us what school you're going to, what's your major, what do you hope to learn from UTEMCO this summer.
Hi, my name is Chi. I am at UT. I'm a junior and I'm a finance major. And this summer, I hope to learn about UTEMCO's great culture and mentorship program.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Gavin Guy. I'm a rising junior at the University of Pennsylvania studying finance and business analytics. And for this internship, I really wanted to see what it was like to work at a bigger corporate culture, because I kind of worked at a more startup environment last year. And I kind of want to get a chance to learn about some of the things that made UTEMCO successful.
What position do you play?
I'm also on the football team. I tight end.
And by the way, he played football with my son in high school.
I didn't even know you were working here.
Yeah.
I had no involvement.
That's cool. Yeah. That's really funny.
My name is Bossel. I'm a rising junior studying finance at UT. And over the summer, y'all mentioned and talked a little bit about how talented the people at UTEMCO are. So what I wanted to get out of it was just to pick the brains of those very smart investors.
Good.
That's good.
I'm Harvey. I'm also a rising junior finance major at UT, from Ellis, and I wanted to learn kind of how an investor approaches opportunities and evaluates different opportunity sets.
Hi, my name is Austin Thrash. I just got my bachelor's degree in economics from the University of Texas A&M, and I'm going back to get my master's of science in finance. What I really hoped to get out of this internship was being able to learn a lot from a bunch of really smart people at a fund that manages a lot of money that I can hopefully use what I learned here to take me forward wherever I go.
My name is Julie Mazzola. I just graduated from UT with an undergrad in accounting, and I'm going back for my master in accounting. I'm trying, so for this internship, I was really excited to be interning at an endowment fund, just to see when you're looking at things on such a long-term scale, how you go about your asset allocation. It's a little bit different than when you're looking at things on a shorter scale.
Right.
Hi, my name is Angela. I'm a rising junior at UT Austin, majoring in finance. And for this internship at UTEMCO, I was really
learning from a risk perspective how to balance exposure to many different types of assets as opposed to just narrowing in on one.
Hi, everyone. My name is Samir. I'm also a rising junior at UT studying finance. And from this internship, I really wanted to see how investors think, just know about their decision-making, what they really look at making these decisions, and I thought it would be a great foundation for my career.
Hi, my name is Tyler Sevchek. I just graduated from Texas A&M with an undergrad in industrial distribution. I'm going right back to get an MS in finance, and for this summer, I want to learn more about the asset allocation space and what makes certain managers attractive and the most successful.
Hi, I'm Travis Miller. I'm at the University of Texas right now, working on a dual degree, MBA in National Global Policy Studies. I'm also in the United States Navy. So for me, this opportunity was really to learn a little bit more about the investment world and then organizational leadership. Because after I graduate, I'll go back to the Navy. So
Travis, did you just graduate from college?
I'm a little of the Robert De Niro, because he's the intern.
You are the father of these.
So that's really funny.
So Travis is being humble. He's a Navy SEAL, and you're going to go back to the SEALs.
Yes, sir. So my next job will be down in Tampa, Florida, working in the Special Operations Command. Hopefully, another opportunity to work in their Commander Advisory Group, which is kind of up in their peer leadership opportunity there. And then assuming everything is on track right now, which I think they are, I'll take command of a SEAL team for my last couple of years, and then I'll have an inflection point, a big decision to make with my family when I reach 20 years on stay in or get out.
Well, thanks for your service. Yeah, really appreciate it. Okay. Thank you, guys. Very impressive.
Mr. Chairman,
summer. Yes, sir. Cliff?
All right, I was just going to say, Travis was one of my students last semester, and I was scared of him, too.
That's why you're not here.
Very impressive guy.
All right, well, thank you all, and look forward to working with you. All right, with that, if there's no further business, I will adjourn the meeting. Lunch is being served outside the room, so please join us. The time is now 11:53, 7 minutes early.